Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs.
Welcome back to Dispatches from the Edge. I'm Fry.
I'm Bob. And NVIDIA just made a move that should change how you think about who is actually pushing open source AI forward.
$26 billion committed to building open-weight AI models over the next 5 years. That figure comes from SEC filings reviewed by Wired and confirmed by NVIDIA executives in direct interviews.
This is not a blog post. It's not a conference slide. It's in a financial filing.
A chip company committing $26 billion to open weights. That is not what chip companies do.
It is now.
Chapter 1. Why a chip maker builds models. NVIDIA's market capitalization at its recent peak was somewhere north of $1.8 trillion. The entire valuation rests on a single thesis, that training and running large AI models requires NVIDIA GPUs. Not just prefers them, requires them.
That thesis is under pressure, and NVIDIA knows it.
The pressure comes from two directions simultaneously. First, Chinese open-weight models that are shockingly efficient. DeepSeek demonstrated in January 2025 that you could train a cutting-edge model for approximately $6 million, a fraction of what Western labs spend, and those models run well on hardware that isn't NVIDIA.
The market understood the implication immediately. NVIDIA's stock dropped 17% in a single day. That's the fastest destruction of market cap in U.S. stock market history at that point.
Second pressure, Huawei. Sanctions notwithstanding, Huawei's Ascend chips are improving. A new DeepSeek model is widely rumored to have been trained exclusively on Huawei silicon, if that's true. And it's not confirmed yet. It means a top-tier open model trained without a single NVIDIA GPU is entering circulation.
So the existential question for NVIDIA is, what happens to demand for your chips if the best models run equally well on cheaper alternatives?
The defensive answer is, make sure the best open models are tuned for your hardware. Make sure the research community builds on your silicon. Make sure the weights that circulate through the ecosystem were optimized for your architecture from the ground up.
Lock in through openness, which is the most sophisticated form of moat there is.
Because it doesn't look like a moat. It looks like generosity. Chapter 2, What They Shipped at GTC 2026. The conference ran March 16th through 19th in San Jose. Jensen Huang opened the keynote at the SAP Center to what the live blog called a capacity crowd, and the announcements were not incremental.
Lead item, Nemotron 3 Super. 128 billion parameters. NVIDIA's most capable open-weight model to date. They claim it outperforms GPT-OSS and other models on multiple benchmarks.
Specifically, NVIDIA reports a score of 37 on the Artificial Intelligence Index, which aggregates scores across 10 different benchmarks. GPT-OSS scored 33, but several Chinese models score higher, so NVIDIA is not at the top of the open-weight leaderboard. Not yet.
What matters more than the score is the ecosystem architecture around it. NVIDIA didn't just release a model. They released a Nemotron Coalition, a formal alignment of global AI labs around six frontier model families.
Nemotron for language and reasoning, Cosmos for world and vision models, Isaac GR00T for general purpose robotics, AlpeMayo for autonomous driving, BioNeMo for biology and chemistry, Earth 2 for weather and climate.
That is a full spectrum open model strategy, not a language model company, a platform.
And then there's NemoClaw, which is specifically about agents, open source stack for running always on AI assistance. It installs something called OpenShell, a runtime that enforces policy, handles network guardrails, and routes privacy-sensitive data. It's the governance layer for autonomous agents operating inside enterprises.
The announcement framing was interesting. Huang called OpenClaw the open source agent framework from Peter Steinberger, the most popular open source project in the history of humanity. He said every company needs an OpenClaw strategy. Then he introduced NemoClaw as NVIDIA's contribution to that stack.
So they're not competing with the agent framework. They're building the enterprise-safe runtime that sits underneath it.
That's a much deeper play than releasing weights and calling it open source.
It's the difference between giving someone a car and building the road system the car runs on. Chapter 3. The Hardware Roadmap. None of the software story makes sense without understanding where the hardware is going. Vera Rubin is the next major platform, 7 chips, 5 rack-scale systems, 1 supercomputer purpose-built for agentic AI, a new CPU called Vera, paired with BlueField 4 STX storage architecture.
Huang described it as the entire system, vertically integrated, complete with software, extended end-to-end, optimized as one giant system.
And beyond Vera Rubin, Feynman, the generation after that, new CPU named Rosa. After Rosalind Franklin, whose X-ray crystallography revealed the structure of DNA, Huang's naming choices are not accidental. Franklin's discovery reshaped modern biology. Rosa is meant to reshape how data moves through AI infrastructure.
Feynman also introduces LP40, NVIDIA's next-generation LPU for ultra-low-latency inference, BlueField 5 networking, a completely redesigned interconnect stack called Kyber for both copper and co-packaged optics.
And then, genuinely, space. NVIDIA announced Space One Vera Rubin, AI data centers in orbit, which sounds like science fiction until you realize Planet Labs is already using NVIDIA silicon to process satellite data in space rather than downlinking raw feeds to Earth.
The hardware roadmap is desktop, enterprise, data center, orbit. The model roadmap is language, vision, robotics, biology, weather, autonomous driving. Every open model released runs best on the next generation of NVIDIA hardware.
Brian Catanzaro, NVIDIA's VP of Applied Deep Learning Research, articulated the strategy in the Wired interview without any apparent awareness of how revealing it was. Quote, "We build it to stretch our systems and test not just the compute, but also the storage and networking, and to kind of build out our hardware architecture roadmap," end quote.
They are using their own open source models as internal benchmarks for chip design decisions.
That is vertical integration at the research level. The models and the silicon are the same product. Chapter 4, The Geopolitical Layer. The Wired piece made an observation worth sitting with the best US models. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google are closed, cloud-only. You access them through an API or a chat interface. You cannot download the weights. You cannot run them locally. You cannot modify them.
The best Chinese models. DeepSeek, Alibaba Quen, Moonshot, Z.AI, Minimax are open weights, free to download, free to run, free to build on.
Which means right now, a startup in Berlin or Nairobi or Sao Paulo building on open weights is building on Chinese models, not because they prefer China, because those are the best freely available options.
That's the geopolitical risk NVIDIA is partly responding to. The US leads in closed frontier models. China leads in open frontier models. And open models are what the rest of the world actually uses.
Catanzaro's comment in the interview was careful. Quote, "We're an American company, but we work with companies across the world. It's in our interest to make the ecosystem diverse and strong everywhere," end quote.
Not, "We're doing this for America," not, "China bad," just, "Diverse, strong ecosystem, everywhere."
Nathan Lambert at the Allen Institute for AI, who leads the ATEM project. "American, truly open models. Said directly that the US government should also fund open models, the subtext being private capital alone is insufficient for the scale required.
Andy Kunwinski, who leads the Laude Institute, a nonprofit focused on openness and AI, called NVIDIA's commitment unprecedented, given their position at the nexus of both open and closed AI development.
That phrase is precise. NVIDIA's chips run OpenAI's training clusters. NVIDIA's chips run Meta's Open Llama training. NVIDIA's chips run DeepSeek. They sit at the center of every major effort simultaneously.
Which makes their openness signal more significant than if it came from anyone else in the industry.
It also means they have more to lose if the ecosystem fragments. Chapter 5, The Builder Perspective. What does this mean practically for someone building with AI today? Several things.
First, the DGX station is shipping, powered by the Grace Blackwell Ultra Desktop Superchip. 748 gigabytes of coherent memory, 20 petaflops of FP4 compute, the ability to run models up to 1 trillion parameters from your desk.
That number requires a moment. 1 trillion parameters, locally, without a cloud subscription, without latency to a remote data center, without your queries being logged by a third party.
For anyone who cares about data sovereignty. And increasingly, that's everyone from individual researchers to regulated enterprises. Local inference at frontier scale is a qualitatively different capability.
DGX Spark, the smaller sibling, now supports clustering up to 4 units. So you can build a compact desktop data center with linear performance scaling. No rack deployment complexity.
And both ship with NemoClaw pre-configured. The agent runtime, the policy enforcement, the model weights, single command deployment.
Reinforcement. Fine-tuning for Nemotron models is coming to Amazon Bedrock, which means you'll be able to shape how a model reasons across specific domains, legal, healthcare, finance, without pre-training from scratch. That's the practical implication of having open weights combined with fine-tuning infrastructure.
The RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell Workstation Edition puts 4000 TOPS of inference compute in a professional workstation. That's not a gaming card. That's an inference engine for a small team.
And the Nemotron Nano 3 model is now available on Amazon Bedrock for Salesforce Agentforce. Salesforce describes it as the most cost-efficient model for summarization and generation use cases in customer relationship management benchmarks. That's enterprise deployment at scale.
So the stack spans from individual workstations running local agents to multi-node data centers running fine-tuned enterprise models to cloud deployments on every major provider, all running NVIDIA hardware, all running Nemotron open weights.
The integration is not accidental, it's engineered. Chapter 6, The Unresolved Tensions. None of this is without friction. Let's be precise about where the story is still unresolved.
First, benchmark scores. Nemotron 3 superscores 37 on the AI index, but Chinese models score higher. NVIDIA is not winning the open weight quality race yet. 26 billion over 5 years is 5 billion annually. And DeepSeek's most impressive model reportedly costs 6 million to train. Raw spend does not directly translate to benchmark leadership.
Second, the Huawei data point. If the next DeepSeek model was trained on Huawei Ascend chips and performs at the level DeepSeek has been delivering, then the assumption that cutting-edge training requires NVIDIA silicon gets directly tested in public.
Third, the closed model labs. OpenAI and Anthropic train on NVIDIA hardware and release nothing openly. Their business depends on keeping weights closed. NVIDIA's open model strategy is structurally in tension with the interests of their largest customers.
Catanzaro acknowledged this obliquely when he said that open innovation shifting to the other side of the world could be bad for the US in the long run, but he stopped short of naming the closed American labs as part of the problem.
Fourth, there's a question about whether NemoClaw and OpenShell are genuine openness or managed openness. Enterprise governance layers that NVIDIA controls the roadmap for are a form of soft lock-in, even if the weights themselves are freely available.
Open weights with proprietary runtime is still a moat.
Which brings us back to where we started. This is not altruism, it's strategy. Sophisticated, technically deep, genuinely beneficial to builders in many ways. But strategy!
The game theory argument for open source in hardware is, if you make the software free, you sell more hardware. It worked for Red Hat and Intel, it worked for Android and Qualcomm. Nvidia is running the same play at a larger scale.
The difference is, the model quality matters in a way that Android didn't. If the open Nvidia models aren't competitive with the best open Chinese models, the ecosystem doesn't follow the hardware.
So the $26 billion is also a bet on Nvidia's ability to do model research at the level of DeepSeek and Alibaba, which is not a given.
A chip company going up against AI labs on their own turf, with open weights as the competitive surface.
That's the gambit. We're in move two. That is the dispatch for today. Nvidia's open source bet, $26 billion in open weights, a coalition of six frontier model families, a hardware roadmap from desktop to orbit, and an agent runtime stack designed to be the enterprise governance layer for autonomous AI. The strategy is clear: open software, proprietary silicon, lock-in through generosity.
Whether it works depends on two things. Can Nematron close the quality gap with the best Chinese open models? And can Huawei's chips stay outside the mainstream long enough for Nvidia to entrench the ecosystem?
Neither question has an answer today, but the positions are being staked.
Dispatches from the Edge.
See you next time.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.